It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. One of the Georgians who addressed the Democratic National Convention this week was State House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams, and she joins us now from the convention in Philadelphia. Leader Abrams, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
In your speech, you talked about a new American majority, but who are the components of that?
The new American majority is comprised of progressive white citizens, as well as people of color. And particularly in Georgia, that's a very powerful coalition. About 54% of Georgia's population is white, but about 23% consistently vote progressive. And when you add that to the 32% of the African-American community, the 32% of the population is African-American, the 9 to 9.5% is Latino, the 4% that is Asian-American, that is a powerful coalition that, if fully activated, can change the direction of our state and of our nation.
What would you say to people, those swing voters, who might say, well, that sounds like you're including some people and yet excluding others?
It's not a question of exclusion. It's a question of direction. And the progressive direction says that we will embrace issues and we will engage in trying to touch the lives of so many people. There was a story earlier about a young man who grew up in Section 8 housing, a young woman who was a single mother. We need to have policies that they believe reflect who they are. And that's what the new American majority is about. It's about progress for people who feel for so long to have been left out of the system. And that applies to swing voters as well.
Now, you mentioned embracing issues. And yesterday, on All Things Considered, you told NPR's Audie Cornish that Democrats have to lift up issues and policies rather than personalities. And yet, in this election, Democrats seem to be going directly to personality, at least in a negative sense, talking about a really scary Donald Trump. So how can you expect that will turn out the very people you've just talked about, many of whom either haven't participated or are completely turned off by all this?
Personality and temperament are different. The temperament that Donald Trump exhibits is terrifying because it seems completely disconnected from who we are as Americans. His mantra of, I can go it alone, or I alone can fix it, is what is terrifying. What I mean by personality is that we have to vote for people whose message, whose meaning, and whose values reflect the values that we have. That while it is extraordinarily exciting to have someone as a standard bearer like President Barack Obama, like Hillary Clinton, that cannot be the only way we judge and measure the candidates that we elect.
Now, you've been involved, of course, here in Georgia, working to register people who haven't been involved. And in the national campaign, you and other Democrats have talked about jobs and the economy and how things have improved under President Obama. But you're trying to make the case here in Georgia, too, where the economy has improved, unemployment has gone down, and this under a Republican administration. So how do you make the economic argument to people here in Georgia who may say, well, under a Republican administration, things are working?
Under a Republican administration that has relied very heavily on the impact of a Democratic administration that, during the darkest time of the recession, infused billions of dollars into our economy. I think it's important to recognize that while I give Governor Deal great credit for what he has been able to accomplish on some metrics, that the economy of Georgia was saved by a Democrat who said, we are going to put money in place through the Stimulus Act and through supporting our teachers and through supporting change. I believe that we can have more, that there's more opportunity. Medicaid expansion is one of those things, continued investment in education, but also infrastructure. Georgia is a state that, because of the Savannah port, will continue to expand its economy. That is, and we have relied very heavily on federal funding to support that conversation. And so I think overall the issue is, do we have a president who can see with a very clear vision how states like Georgia can exist and can continue to thrive? And I think Hillary Clinton has a clearer message and actually has a plan for what we should do and how we can move forward.
What does she have to do tonight to spell out that plan in a way that will convince people who don't trust her? What do you want to hear from her tonight?
I want to hear why she wants this job. We heard from Donald Trump that he wants the job because we're apparently on the edge of the apocalypse and he alone can pull us from the brink. I think that vision was fairly scary, but also was demeaning to Americans who are working hard and who have faith in our country and who have faith that our country is moving in the right direction. I think what Hillary Clinton can say tonight is that she understands the fear, which is legitimate, the fear that wage stagnation is holding back families, the fear that we have not had enough opportunity,
and we'll
but
have
that she has a plan to make that opportunity possible.
And we'll have to leave it right there. Democratic House Majority Leader, or House Minority Leader, Stacey Abrams, who hopes to become Majority Leader. Thanks very much for being with us from Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
From your lips to God's ears.